may be out of a job on January 20th. That is so incredibly sad. If indeed this election is stolen. But the legacy of what the Trump team did is nothing short of incredible. I mean, I look at my 401k, and it's like way over the top. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Friday, end of the work week, and the start of the weekend. I'm so excited. On AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 5:30 as we check out the traffic cams, and you are really socked in there on the Southern Beltway in Henderson. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, you are bumper-to-bumper through there. Ditto across the freeway. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Very slow in that corridor. You can exit at Green Valley Parkway if you choose. Also, 215 westbound at Gibson. You slow through there. Heavy volumes through the resort corridor. 15 north at Tropicana. South 15 at Sahara. Look for some reduced speeds. 15 south at Blue Diamond. 215 westbound at the airport connector. That's causing some slowing as you leave the airport. And Bridgework 15 North at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. A big win in Mountain West basketball yesterday as number 24 San Diego State moves to 5-0, knocking off number 23 Arizona State. San Diego State looking like the team to beat right now in the Mountain West Conference. There are two games in the conference tonight as Nevada goes to Grand Canyon and San Jose State goes to St. Mary's. And then coming up tomorrow, Wyoming at Utah Valley. Two other games that had been scheduled involving Fresno State and another game involving Utah State have both been postponed. As far as UNLV basketball goes, their next scheduled game is on Monday when they're going to take on Pepperdine. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
So let me get this straight. Congress is leaving town for the weekend. They've essentially done their work for the weekend. The president signed a bill today, but not the bill. There are people that are struggling. I mean, they really honestly are. I am so incredibly blessed in that I have a business that's thriving, and I'm very excited about that. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that are not as fortunate. And Congress is leaving. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, we talked the other day about Nancy Pelosi and the lack of a sense of urgency. That is exactly what makes me so darn angry. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. And I want to find out how we change this. Now, I know we just had an election on November 3rd. Supposedly, we changed people up. A lot of Democrats lost their jobs. That's good. That's really good. Replaced by Republicans, that's even better. But I'm going to tell you, it's very, very frustrating when you see people that are in Washington supposedly working for us, okay, and yet they're not working for us. You have people, in fact, I just saw a story, I think it was a local story, on one of the local channels here. Where there are like food banks and different things, Three Square and all that, that are providing food for people that simply don't have food. And then the Congress people who make about $174,000, something like that. And we're in the midst of a pandemic and they're leaving town, okay, and flying home. I'm just telling you, there's something that's not right. For instance, Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, talks about re-upping the PPP program. Remember that? That's the one that helped businesses stay open during the pandemic, the early days of the pandemic. And that maybe what we need is another round of PPP. This was Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, talking about re-upping the PPP program. This is Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. Here it is.
The fact is, 70% of PPP loans, 70% of the actual individual loans went to small businesses that had 10 or less workers. The average business receiving a PPP loan at the end of the program had 13 workers. And 80% of all funds went to businesses with fewer than 200 employees, even though all businesses with 500 or fewer were eligible. Another example is related to fraud. We've learned a good deal about the need for inspection and oversight by the administering agencies. However, the evidence so far does not suggest a fraud rate in PPP that is higher than that of any of the other programs in the CARE Act. And the evidence suggests actually that PPP suffers from a lower risk of fraud, much lower risk than the EIDL program, which is an existing program. And one of the reasons for this success has been the fact that the banks and credit unions delivering PPP are still subject to federal anti-fraud regulation. And this public-private partnership, in combination with increased SBA and Treasury oversight, allowed us to strike an important balance of ensuring fraud protection while also distributing program funds in a timely manner. Another example is with respect to the equitable distribution of funds to small businesses owned by people of all backgrounds, all races, and ethnicities. As we explored in a hearing this past July, we've learned that the importance of community financial institutions like CDFIs and the technical assistance grants through agencies like the Minority Business Development Agency, though there was certainly a disparity at the program's beginning, the heroic work of community financial institutions such as these helped to overcome much of that. There was a survey completed by Goldman Sachs found that by the conclusion of the program, 93% of black-owned small businesses applied for a PPP loan, and of those who applied, 95% received a PPP loan. According to the SBA's demographic survey data, minority-owned small businesses received a higher percentage of PPP loans than their relative share of business ownership in the U.S. Black and Hispanic-owned small businesses accounted for 78.8% of total small business, they account for 7.8% of total small businesses. So 7.8% of the small businesses in the country are owned by African-American or Hispanic. And yet, they successfully received 10.6% of the total PPP loans disbursed.
That is Marco Rubio. Another U.S. Senator, Ben Sasse, issued a statement following the United States Supreme Court's rejection of the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit. And this is what he said, quote, since election night, a lot of people have been confusing the voters by spinning Kenyan birther type Chavez rigged the election from the grave conspiracy theories. But every American who cares about the rule of law should take comfort that the Supreme Court, including all three of the president's picks, closed the book on the nonsense. Ben Sasse is jumping ship. In fact, I don't even know that he's ever been on the ship. But Ben Sasse, a Republican in Nebraska, saying that the book has been closed on this. I'm not sure. I'm still waiting to hear from the White House. Let's see what the president says. I don't think he will be conceding. He may say that this portion of the battle is over and that he'll be leaving office on January 20th. But I don't know. I don't know. That he will concede or make the phone call or congratulate Joe Biden, because tell me how you do this. How do you call and congratulate somebody for stealing an election? Anybody? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. What should the president do right now? What should the president do? Should he gracefully withdraw? My guess is they'll find a different term to use, not concession. But there'll be some other term that they'll use. I don't think he will concede. And he certainly won't congratulate Joe Biden. I wouldn't expect that. We'll see. More to come as we continue. That number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The governor of Pennsylvania has completely closed the casinos, even though he himself now has COVID. Will Governor Sisolak follow suit? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
You don't need a checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Better Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. The number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-965-2016. Tell you what, let's do is get to your calls. A lot of you have been holding very patiently. I thank you for that. 844, the number 2. Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Kevin. I really wanted to call you and get your opinion on a thought that occurred to me today. In a sense, hasn't SCOTUS kind of rendered themselves useless going forward, given the fact that Biden has almost conceded that he will pack the court and make them ineffective?
Well,
just wanted your opinion on that.
Well, one of the things, a guy that has come out against that is Joe Manchin of West Virginia, one of the Democrat senators, has said that he, and there may be other Democrats that vote against packing the courts. It's a purely political play, and I don't think it's a given that they'll be able to do that, that the Senate would agree to that. I'm again, regardless of what happens in Georgia, our safety valve, if you will, is Joe Manchin. Now, if Joe Manchin changes his mind, well, that's another thing. Do you think that packing the courts, which could change things in this country for a long, long time to come, do you think that's in the offing, though?
I really do. I think we've seen things that we've never imagined we could see in this country. And I think that it gets worse going forward.
Like what? Like what?
Well, you know, we've already got the vice president-elect basically telling us, you know, they're going to, in a sense, open the borders. Now, we know darn well some of the countries that are being talked about that we're going to lift travel bans are filled with terrorists. Our country hasn't endured a terrorist attack for some time, but we're now going to lift travel bans and allow them into our country. Joe Biden has said he wants to tear the wall back down. We're looking at things that change fundamentally this country. And I believe that we're walking into another realm of our country's history, and it is faced with an undeniably strong of union of the big tech, of all of the things we know about with the press and everything else. And we're going to be in an era of lawlessness in this country. I don't believe the current sitting president should concede. I don't know in what manner that we fight this, but I think at some point our 70-some million people have to stand up to this nonsense and say that it just doesn't play this way.
Good point. Good point. Todd, thanks, man. No, and he's right in a sense that we're going to have to stand up. Now, we get another chance in 2 years to stand up. I mean, we get another opportunity, another bite of the apple, as the Brits would say. What is now about a 6 or 7 vote lead in the House could end up with Kevin McCarthy becoming the Speaker. I mean, he could. And don't forget, with redistricting, which is happening all over the country in state legislatures, and there is every possibility that we will end up owning the House of Representatives. We may increase our lead, depending on what happens in Georgia, may increase our lead in the Senate. I mean, it's entirely possible we could do that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get to more of your calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Todd brings up a good point. We are going to see some really strange things from the Democrats. I don't think there's any doubt at all that they're going to try and do all of this. You know, even the AOC stuff. The Green New Deal. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to try and do this. And they're going to try and do some of this by executive fiat, you know, executive orders. I have every confidence that's exactly what's going to happen. That's why Georgia becomes so huge. And the fact that any Republicans could say, well, tell you what, let's do. Why don't we stay home as a protest, a silent protest over what's been going on? Wrong. Anyway, my name is Kevin Wall. It is Friday. Good to have you with us. It's been a mixed bag news-wise. We are closer to a vaccine. The Supreme Court ruled against the Trump campaign. That's not good. Stavros Anthony is now down not by 10 votes, but by 30 votes. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens.
To find out more about your health care sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 489-447-1642.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. We had a chance earlier to visit with Dr. Mark, to hear from Dr. Mark Siegel. I was on with Sandra Smith. And I want to end on a positive note. We've had so much negativity. Let's go to cut four. This is Dr. Mark Siegel with Sandra Smith on Fox News on how the vaccine will be widely accepted by the public. How is that going to happen? Here it is.
Dr. Siegel, as we await the rollout, how confident are you that we have the capacity, that we have the public will to get largely vaccinated as a country?
I think we do. And I was very impressed with the press conference the other day, Sandra, about how FedEx is working together with the Army, with Pfizer, with Health and Human Services, with McKesson, all of that. But here's what I want our viewers to know, very important. Two reasons to get vaccinated. One, to protect you. One, to protect others around you and society. We have to understand as a country that we need to get vaccinated to stamp this out. You're not just protecting yourself. That's the first reason. But you're going to protect those around you to go towards what we call herd immunity. Herd immunity can only occur with most of the country getting vaccinated.
Final question, Dr. Siegel. I'm sure you probably have also thought a lot about how to make this easily accessible to people because they're more likely to go get it, whether it's having their employer say you can come to a certain floor in your building to get this on a certain day and time. I mean, what do you want to see so that this is wide-reaching fast?
So it's starting in major medical centers, right? So that's good. Pharmacies are getting involved. That's good. The pharmacy chains are getting involved. That may be easier with the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't have to be kept as cold, or the AstraZeneca vaccine when that comes out. But your point about employers, we're going to have to reach the point where you can get it on the job, where you can get it at schools. We're not there yet. That's going to be in the spring, Sandra. Okay.
I think that is a great idea. This thing's going to be out by the time we talk on Monday. They may be injecting people. Is that possible? That after 9 months, we're to the point where we're going to be injecting people? I sure hope so. This has been a wild ride today, and I want to thank you for being along on the journey, shall we say. We'll do it again on Monday, 3 o'clock for sure. Make sure you have a great weekend, okay? I know I'm going to try. Until we join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an